Hi, and welcome to the 38th episode of the Language Mandarins podcast. My name is Jonathan, and today I'm going to talk about Spanish pronunciation, particularly Mexican Spanish, which is the language I have been focusing on for the last 20 years, and especially seven of which I've lived in Mexico City. So if English is your native language, or you speak English fairly well, we're going to look at three things for the pronunciation in terms of the vowel sounds, some final consonants, and how to determine the stress patterns of Spanish words. Okay, so the first thing is many native speakers of English, especially Americans, we generally pronounce our vowels as diphthongs. So a diphthong is when you have two vowels that are pronounced almost at the same time. So when I say A, E, I, O, U, really what I'm doing, if I slow that down, is I'm saying A, E, I, O, U. So you can hear when I like really exaggerate that there's two sounds in each one of those vowels. But when you compare that to Spanish vowel sounds, it's A, A, E, O, U. So you don't have that relaxation into the second sound. So it's really important to try to use those sounds, those tense, short vowel sounds that are not diphthongs when pronouncing the majority of Spanish words. So examples would be something like peso, peso, gato, cine. And the next thing is the S, which could be used for the plural of most nouns, and the U in formal conjugation for like tú. So when you're adding the S sound at the end of a vowel, what happens is many times in English, what we do when we have a vowel sound and then an S, we actually use a Z sound. So if I take a word like day, days, I'm usually in a Z sound, days. Or I talk about a TV show, TV shows. Or he knows, Z, he knows. So those are some examples when the last syllable of a word ends with a vowel. So in English, we add a Z sound, but in Spanish, we make sure we have to use an S sound. So make sure you don't add a Z sound, make sure you use an S sound. When you say hello to somebody, good morning, you say buenos dias. So you have buenos dias. So it's not buenos dias, it's buenos dias. When you say good afternoon to somebody, it's buenas tardes. Buenas tardes. So have that s, that S sound at the end of buenas and the end of tardes. And when you say good night, to say like I'm going to sleep, good night, buenas noches. Buenas noches. So be careful with those S's because you don't want them to become a Z, which is a very typical thing for English speakers when they pronounce words in Spanish. Now the last element here is predicting the stress patterns of Spanish words. Luckily in Spanish, there's a fairly predictable pattern. I'm very surprised that I didn't learn this trick until many, 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 many years into my Spanish studies. I'm talking like 10 years of studies. And then finally I found like this tiny little infographic and I'm like, seriously? There's just those three rules for figuring out the stress patterns. So yeah, it's just these little three rules. So the first thing is if you see an accent mark, stress that vowel syllable. So this could be something like información, like the O just before the N sound, información, or lápiz, lápiz, there's an accent on the A in the first syllable. So when you see those, or like a word like película for movie, there's an accent on the I, película, make sure you stress that sound. And the other thing is, when you do have those stressed accented vowels, compared to English pronunciation, where if we have a stress on one syllable, the other syllables become like a schwa or unstressed syllable. Like if I take the word Canada the second and third syllable have this Canada or company. The PA in company has this reduced vowel sound. Spanish does not reduce its vowel sounds. So you need to make sure that you give it its full value, what it would normally be if it was not stressed. So if I say película, I do not change the pe of the e sound and the u sound that are following, almost like a triangle on one side or parentheses around this accented syllable. Now, the next rule is if the last syllable of the word is spelled with a vowel, like a, e, I, o, u, or it ends with a letter n or a letter s. So those three, if it ends with a vowel, or it ends with an N, or it ends with an S, what this means is you go back one syllable, the next to last syllable, or the penultimate syllable, is the one that gets the stress. So this is what happens when you take the verb, when you conjugate the verb hablar, to speak. So habla, you're stressing the first syllable. Hablan, they speak. Hablas, you speak informal. So in each one of those three conjugations, you stress the first syllable of a. And when the word ends with something that is not one of those three, you stress the last syllable. So this could be the case of something like canal, or channel, hablar, which is the infinitive to speak, so you're stressing the second syllable, or something like ciudad, city, or feliz, for happy. So those are tips on figuring out the stress patterns. And when you get that of stress the word where the accent is, or check to see if it ends with a vowel, the letter N or S, go back one syllable. And if it doesn't have those conditions, stress the last syllable. So that's basically it. And when you make something a plural, then you are adding a letter S. So this first or the other rule starts to go into place, and so you're going to go back a syllable. If you had something like nación in the singular, well, when you make it plural, you lose that accent mark because you naturally are still going to stress that O. So naciones, you're still stressing the O in naciones because the letter S at the end tells you go back a syllable. And what's that syllable? It's the letter O. So sometimes when you have an accent mark in the singular, it may drop out because of these other rules. And that's going to not only help your pronunciation, it's also going to help your spelling, if you can remember that. That usually in the plural, you might lose an accent mark, or it may shift to a different syllable, depending on if it's necessary to put that in. But that would be another topic. So I hope these rules are going to help you, and these guidelines help you with your pronunciation in general if you're learning Spanish, especially Mexican Spanish. So just to recap, make sure that you're not using these diphthongs that we normally do in American English of like A, E, I, O, U, and maybe some nasalization in those words, but just making sure you're using A, E, I, O, U, and then making sure that in the plural or the U, informal U conjugation, you're not turning the S sound into a Z sound because Spanish doesn't do that. And you can also recognize this when you hear Spanish speakers maybe speaking in English. They may have a tendency to use the S sound when they should be using the Z sound. So keep that in mind when you're listening to people. That might give you an insight into how they speak their native language and how you could speak their native language if you're learning it as a target language, which is in this case Spanish. And finally, try to remember those stress patterns that will really help out your Spanish and help people understand the words that you're trying to say. So I hope you enjoyed this brief informative podcast for Spanish pronunciation. And if you'd like to take English classes with me or hear more about my language meanderings, you can visit my website at hugginsinternational.com. That's H-U-G-G-I-N-S international.com. Or you can send me an email at hugginsinternational@gmail.com. So I'll say muchas gracias por escuchar. Thank you very much for listening, and take care. Hasta luego.